Message to all healthcare workers. It's a real nonsense, and I want to send a message from here to all the doctors, to the health community in general. If you do not stand up right now and stop inoculating people with this poison, because you already have suspicions of what's inside, and in case you don't, you already know what's going on. Whether you belong to a clinic, you belong to a hospital center, or you work as a nurse, especially, or nurse's aide, which are responsible for administering the vaccine, this thing they call vaccine to the people, if you don't stop immediately doing it, no matter how strong the orders you receive are, and oppose altogether to keeping on doing so, you all will be collaborating with the genocide of the entire population. Because this is what we are seeing, sick and dead people, 6 feet under the ground, for which you are solely responsible as the executors of what you are doing. So either you stop immediately vaccinating right now, wherever you're vaccinating, wherever you're doing it, wherever you're inoculating, wherever you're poisoning, either you stop it immediately or we'll come directly after you to the vaccination centers. Is that clear? Either all of you, health workers, stop killing people, or we'll come straight after all of you so that you stop doing this. Do people need to go there? People who have had their father die or mother die to give you their testimonies and make your faces turn red? Either you cross your arms and forget the 36 euros per hour or the extras and bonuses that you may get for vaccination and start worrying about the people, or because you all, healthcare staff, that received applause each day at 8 o'clock in the evening, we will never forget that, or especially the ones who most have to empathize with people, and this can no longer be allowed. You are allowing the murder because you are executing it directly. In case you don't know it, you think that you are really saving people and are actually murdering them. So let's be clear now. You are behaving like criminals. You still have time to turn back and face the people, face life, face the truth, not to remain in deceit, in death, in lies, in murder, which is what you are doing. I think I've been clear enough. I'm going to say it again. Take it any way you want, as a threat, as a coercion, as you wish. Since you get so much coercion from above, take also this one from La Quinta Columna. If you don't stop immediately this campaign of intoxication due to the number of deaths, the number of dead people, and the amount of sickness, paraplegia, stroke, that are occurring in the population, we will come straight after you. La Quinta Columna forming a single block. Is that clear? If you wish, you can watch this again by clicking backwards. We will post this on all channels and platforms. I think I've been clear enough. It's not enough to say, Mr. Jesus Aguirre, this, Mr. Jesus Aguirre, that, or curfews this, curfews that. Mr. Jesus Aguirre, the prawn gluten can't establish curfew, because the Constitutional Court itself, and let the police and the state security forces and corps listen to me, has declared the state of alarm null. An autonomous community has no competences, nor attributions, nor did it have them before to establish again, neither curfews, nor perimeter closures, or any other kind of shit. Let's set the record straight.